Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Successipes. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk, and it's great to have you with us. We are live. It's just so beautiful to be here and have you join us. Our show today is really exciting. We're going to be talking about all of the business buzz that's happening here in Boca Raton, Florida. There is a brand new network, WeBocaTV.com, and their signature program is called Good Morning Boca. And the co-hosts of that program, Chris Cruz and Kelly Gannon, they're doing an amazing job. Launch week just took place, and we have to do a shout-out to the CEOs of the company, Danielle Silverman and Jordan Aloof, for bringing WeBocaTV.com digital network here to South Florida and Boca to showcase the business and the lifestyle, so yay. And on today's show, my guest, we have several guests on the show today, but my first guest is the CEO of a company called Eat Better, Live Better, and we're going to be talking to Deborah Tendrick. So welcome to the show, Deborah.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, I want you to share a little bit with the audience of what brought you to creating this company, a little bit about your background, so that, you know, about Eat Better and Live Better, how you got that started.
Okay, well, Eat Better, Live Better is a nonprofit, and we're fighting childhood obesity. So how I came about this initiative was the fact that I was overweight my entire life, pretty much since I was 7 years old. And finally, in 2013, I lost 70 pounds. I just totally transformed my life. I have a 7-year-old daughter, and I transformed her life, too. She was borderline ADHD, and when I changed my diet and she started taking on my diet and eating healthier, all those symptoms went away. So I started going to the schools and talking to the kids on career days, and I realized I wasn't making that big of a difference because when the kids go home, the parents will still feed them the same exact foods. So I thought about it, and I created a program that will transition entire families into a healthy lifestyle, hence the Eat Better, Live Better program. And also, I am working on a school lunch line program that will encourage the kids in elementary school to make better decisions in the school lunch line.
That's amazing. So working with the families and transforming, as you mentioned, the whole family and people getting together and working on it, that's very powerful. You're talking a little bit about getting into the school lunch line there, and that would seem like almost very surprising as to why somebody hasn't come in there before and been able to revamp that. So is it an uphill battle for you, or are you finding that you're being received with open arms?
Well, I'm not changing anything. They're governed by like the USDA and all these regulations. So I initially won't be able to do anything as far as the foods that they're feeding the kids. But I am able to incentivize through a rewards program to make the kids make better options on what they choose to put on their trays. So maybe leave the cookies and the chips off their tray. So let's say, for instance, there's a kid goes through the lunch line. I give them a scorecard, and if their point values add up to a certain number or less, then they will receive a healthy eating certificate for the month. So it will basically just put the responsibility of making good decisions in the lunch line up to the child, and we'll make rewards according to that.
That's awesome. Now, are you finding that you're getting support from other companies and organizations in being able to put this type of a reward program in place? Are you finding support throughout the community for that?
Yeah, actually, it's being received. I have a petition that I just launched for me to introduce it to the school board, along with the pilot program that I'm doing at this one elementary school. So actually, if anyone wants to go to schoollunchline.com and sign the petition, that would help us out so we can show the school board that this is a really needed and wanted program to incentivize healthy choices in the school lunch line.
That's exciting. And part of why, again, we brought you on this program today is because you have been a guest in the very beginning launch week. My gosh, how exciting. WeBocaTV.com for anyone who's tuning in. And Good Morning Boca. So talk a little bit about what that was like for you to participate in a program like that.
Well, you know, that was actually, I think, my second real live interview like that, and they made it very comfortable. They were so professional. It was executed to the T, and I was really impressed with everything. They made me feel like I'd done it, you know, done this before. So the cast and Danielle, God, she's the best. She makes everyone feel so welcomed. Like, they're the star of the show. It doesn't matter who you are. And she's I can't say enough, like, how much of a pleasure it was to work with them.
Beautiful.
And they believe so much in what I'm doing, and it's like they're great people all around.
Awesome. Well, you know what? That's just the best news ever, because as you've had a good experience and we share that, and then we get these messages out in the world and have the live broadcast, and then you're able to share the broadcast with other people through social media. And for those of you that are tuning in, we would encourage you to follow We Boca TV at We Boca TV under Twitter and We Boca TV Facebook. And for Deborah, our guest, and other guests coming on board, your Twitter handle is EBLB Inc., I believe, right? Eat Better, Live Better, Inc., and that's how we find you on Twitter. And then on Facebook, Eat Better, Live Better, if I'm correct. Is that how
yes.
people get to you?
And on Instagram.
Instagram with the photos. That's awesome. And what's really exciting also, I like what you just said about going to schoollunchline.com and being able to put your input and sign a petition letting people know that you would like to see better things in the school lunch line, and people can actually have a voice out there and participate. So I think that's really valuable for you to do that. Now, I know that you have a lot coming up and that you really are making your way into the community. So talk to us, besides being a guest on Good Morning Boca and WeBocaTV.com, what do you have coming up here where people can participate and get behind you in the community?
So I have tons of small events, but I have one really, really big event coming up. It's April 30th. I'm putting on a 5K and family day at the Boca Raton in Boca Raton, the Town Center Mall. So the 5K is a timed race by AccuChip Timing. Also, if you're not a competitive runner and you just want to walk, there's interval start time. So the first start time is for the competitive runners. And then we have the walkers and joggers, even moms with strollers. And to include the kids, we actually have a kid's mile. Everyone gets finishers, medals, and T-shirts, and there's going to be a kids zone at the finish line along with a lot of different activities and a DJ and raffles and prizes. So it turns into at the finish line, it turns into a whole day event for everyone. And
That's exciting.
It's a big deal, you know. The registration page for the event is eatbetterlivebetter5k.com. So we're looking for, obviously, race participants, adults and kids, competitive or walkers. And also, we're looking for sponsors and people just to get involved, volunteers, community partners, people to help raise awareness for what our mission is and of the event.
I love it. So there's not going to be any place to park in the mall that day. That's exciting, right? I'm laughing. You're going to take up the Boca Raton Town Center Mall. Folks, if you have not been to Boca Raton and you're listening to this broadcast, you're somewhere. First of all, the sun shines here in Florida, and we're just so blessed. And I want to say that as many of the people around the country and around the world, they're snowed in, they're frozen, they've got that Arctic air happening. This is just an amazing place to be. I mean, we are outside, you know, walking around today, even in, you know, short sleeve and sleeveless tops. And so this is just a great place to be. And Boca Raton, it has about 200,000, you know, residents that are here on a, you know, year-round basis, but we get over 3 million visitors to Boca. So, you know, for those of you who might be coming down here during that springtime and you just want to participate and you say, hey, I think this is a really great message to help people to eat better and live better, and we're going to show up at the Boca Raton Mall. This is just a great opportunity, and I think that it's so special that you could step on board in 2013, lose all that weight, and then make a movement to help entire families to be able to eat better and to live better. I mean, that's not that long ago, and you have really jumped forward so powerfully in a short period of time. So I want to give you the big round of applause for doing that. That's just really exciting. If you could wave a magic wand and, you know, have something that you would like to also accomplish here in South Florida, is there anything that you want to put out there in your, you know, your goals and planning for, you know, for this year, to say, well, if I could really do that, that would be amazing.
My goal is obviously to touch as many people with my message as possible. There's a huge issue with bullying and in the school system and in the youth, and about 60% of all cases of bullying are triggered because of a child's weight. So
wow.
That... a lot of kids stay home from school, they drop out, teen suicides are on the rise, and most of it is triggered by a child being obese.
Wow. What percentage of obesity do we have right now? Can you give us an idea?
Mm-hmm. So kids in adolescents, 1 out of 3 kids or adolescents are either overweight or obese. And
a lot.
It varies from state to state. There's some states that are 1 out of 4, but majority of states are 1 out of 3.
It's a big number. That's a big number. So you really have,
and
you just yes.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say, and that number is only for the kids who are physically overweight. A lot of kids look fit, but they will never gain a pound. But the nutritional habits are so obscene that they're still at risk for diabetes and cardiovascular disease at a really young age, but they're not even being diagnosed with it or you know, put into a risk factor because of their weight. So I think obesity is more than just the weight in some aspects, because a lot of kids are obese from the inside. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Right. They have eating habits and lifestyle that goes beyond their physical weight to putting them at risk for diseases and as you mentioned, the diabetes, the heart attacks, the strokes, the depression, the inability to, over time, you know, it's a fact that, you know, basically over time, as let's say they're putting too much fat or too much sugar into their diet, they're tearing down and they're doing damage to organs and to all the different things. If they're not moving their bodies and circulating their bodies and their muscles and things like that, there's definitely going to be a reduced level of efficiency in how they are living. Well, I am just so happy that you joined us here today. And for those of you who are tuning in, I'm your host, Lori Wilk. We are here. I have been interviewing Deborah Tendrich, and she is the CEO of Eat Better and Live Better. She was a guest on our launch week program of Good Morning Boca on WeBoca TV. And I want to invite you to come back and be a guest again on our show again, Deborah. And we are going to, we're definitely going to invite in onto the program. We've got some people that are going to be talking to us from the city of Boca Raton and the Meisner Park Amphitheater coming up. But please, you know, stay a fan of the show and definitely share this episode with other people and be a fan and of Good Morning Boca, and I want you to come back and let me know how you're doing with the school board and your lunch programs and making inroads fighting childhood obesity. I think you're on a great track, and I'm so impressed. I mean, I got to meet you. You have a great personality. You have great energy, and, you know, we're wishing you all the success and that we get to work with you farther as we move to, you know, through 2017 and beyond. So thank you so much.
Thank you. You know, in April, I have a really nice update about the pilot program for the school lunch and also about the 5K. So, I would love to come back anytime.
I'd love it. Thank you so much. And we're going to say goodbye for now and bring on the folks from the city of Boca Raton. Thank you again, Deborah. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Hey, it's Lori, and you're on the air. Do I have Amy DiNarcia with me from Meisner Park Amphitheater?
Hi, Lori. Yes, it's me. Hi, Lori.
Good. Yay, I'm glad you're with us. Well, our program's on the way. We are having a great time so far. We've been really celebrating the launch of Good Morning Boca on WeBocaTV.com. And I want to thank you for being on that launch a week. Got to, you know, see everybody. The actual filming of the first four episodes was at the Boca Raton Town Center Mall inside Neiman Marcus. What an amazing place to be. So, yay, thank you for joining me this evening.
Sure, and that was a lot of fun to participate in that.
Awesome. Well, we definitely know we want you to do that again. And it's so cool to be here in the city of Boca. As I was saying, is we are just in a place that other people want to be. And so I know that what you're going to do tonight is help enlighten us as to some of the upcoming things. Tell us a little bit about, of course, the Meisner Park Amphitheater. We definitely want the lowdown on that. And then about some of the upcoming activities, if you would.
So the Meisner Park Amphitheater is an outdoor open amphitheater that is in downtown Boca Raton. It's at the north end of a fabulous shopping center, Meisner Park. And it's owned and operated by the city, and we do a lot of mixed events throughout the year. There are community events, there are walks, there are ticketed concerts, lots of a real wide variety of things that go on, and we have a couple of signature events that are coming up that I wanted to share with you all.
Yes, absolutely. Now, how long have you been with the city? Have you were there a long time?
About 5 years.
Yay. Okay. So tell us what's coming up.
So this weekend coming up, it's actually Martin Luther King weekend. So it's a long weekend for a lot of people. And on Sunday, we have Live Nation is bringing the 5th annual Sunshine Music Festival. It starts at noon. It's an all-day musical festival on two stages. And it begins at noon, and it ends at about between 10 and 11 at night.
That's huge. Talk about some of the bands that are going to be performing, because that's always exciting for people. They start hearing names that they know or bands that they want to see.
Well, the headliners are the Tedeschi Trucks Band. And they are amazing, and they've headlined it every year. I said this is its fifth year, and it's Derek Trucks and his wife, Susan Tedeschi. They're just simply amazing. Some of the other bands that will be featured, Bruce Hornsby, people may have heard of him. Mavis Staples, Dave Mason, Railroad Earth, the North Mississippi All-Stars, Greyhounds, and Joe Russo's Almost Dead. So it goes back and forth between two stages, and the last performance of the night is on the main stage with the Tedeschi Trucks Band.
That is amazing. And then the tickets, for people that actually want to buy tickets to these different types of events, how do they go about and do that?
So anything at the Meisner Park Amphitheater, because a lot of times the ticketing can be through different outlets, the best thing to do is always to go to meisneramp.com. And then with each listing, we'll show you the correct place to go to. But specifically for this, it's on Ticketmaster. So Live Nation has decided to sell the tickets through Ticketmaster. So that's pretty easy.
Right. That's a big name that people – Ticketmaster is a household name that people – you know, people know that. So that's pretty cool. And when you do – this is a fifth annual, you know, event like that – when you have an event and it's, you know, outside like that, in amphitheaters and different stages, are there big, you know, considerations having to do with the weather? Like, what kind of, how does that work?
Well, so it's called the Sunshine Music Festival, right? So we expect sunshine and beautiful weather absolutely every
yes.
year. This year, I just looked up the weather earlier today. It looks perfect, just like today, pretty much. A high of 78 and sunny and just lovely, like today. This is as good as it gets.
Right. Don't you love the fact that we're sitting here in January and with the 78 degree temperature like that, you can stay out so much longer for the day and like enjoy the day. Whereas when you get
yes,
somewhere and it's
absolutely.
Like 100 degrees, you're like, okay, I'll take 10 minutes and now I got to get inside the air conditioning or there's too high a humidity. For people that really are not, that really don't know 100% Florida. Now, I have to be blessed that I've been down here since 1970 from New York. And what's amazing is, of course, we have this beautiful year-round weather. And we do hit a part, though, of the year where we have a lower humidity than we have in a lot of the other parts of the year. And so, like, this is amazing weather. We just love it.
Another unique thing that they offer, because it's an all-day festival, you can re-enter, which most ticketed concerts, once you're in, you're not permitted to re-enter. But there's an exception made for this show because it's so long that you can re-enter up until 5 o'clock. So if you
wow.
come in after 5, you may not leave and come back again. But if you come to some of the earlier shows, and it's really great, too, because it's in Miser Park, so there are lots of restaurants and even shopping you can walk around and do. Take a break, or there's plenty of food and drinks available inside the show. So it's really nice to have that flexibility.
I love it. I think this is just a great opportunity. And you've also got a number of other events that are coming up. So I think what we could do is let's talk about some of the others as well. Let's do that.
So the city has a couple of signature events that we are really proud of. So the Sunshine Music Festival is one, and we've also recently announced, and we have on the horizon, the Festival of the Arts BOCA, and that is coming up in March, and it is it's 10 days of culture. There's an opera, there are musicians, there are authors, there's also a live movie with an orchestra. So the orchestra plays the score during the showing of the film. So it's really a unique event that takes place in March.
10 days is huge. I mean, that has to take a year just to take care of the 10 days, if not more. Big events take a lot of so much work.
And it's a nonprofit that they put a lot of passion behind it. This is their 11th year. Last year was a big celebratory 10th year, great milestone for them, and we're thrilled to see it in its 11th year, and we're happy to support it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And so one more time for our listeners, if they're going to want to participate or attend an event that's in the Meisner Amphitheater, would you please give out again the website so that they can go online and see that, and then I will also post that here in the show page for people.
Yes. So our website is MeisnerAmp.com, and each listing will take you to the correct place to purchase tickets, because again, the Festival of the Arts uses a different ticketing company.
Right. Everyone is going to be unique. That is so awesome.
Right.
And for those people that are just tuning in, this whole program is dedicated to Boca Raton as well as the WeBocaTV.com, brand new digital network. The launch week took place. We had amazing guests all from different businesses around Boca, the nonprofits in Boca, you know, the city, and the interest and the excitement around this city and around the things that are happening here, the living, you know, the lifestyle, the entertainment, and the activities. It's just such a positive place to be. It's a very, I consider, a very conveniently located type of place We have so many, you know, major arteries and different things here, shopping, housing, activities, and just an amazing lifestyle. So, yay, thank you for, you know, being here representing, you know, the city and being willing to share with us, you know, what's going on. Can you share with us, you know, anything else really, like, mega, some exciting stuff happening within the city? Because I know there's so many, there's developments and there's things coming on. Anything that you want to bring to the forefront about Boca that's going on this year?
Well, I do just want to, while we're still kind of on the Festival of the Arts, I wanted to highlight some of the performers.
Please do.
So there's an Authors and Ideas part of the program. Some of those authors, there's John Meacham, Brian Green, Jennifer Egan, and then we also have Sergio Mendez, some of the musical performances. Sergio Mendez, Joey Alexander, who is a prodigy, and Branford Marsalis. And the opera that we're showing is La Boheme. It is a the concept of it is it's a semi-stage production. So the attempt is to bring opera, and there are a lot of really affordable tickets for it because it's, the concept is to bring opera to the 99%, the people that don't always get access to operas. And then the movie that we're very excited about, it's actually the world premiere of the original Pink Panther movie with the orchestra. So the live orchestra plays the score, and you just, you can't, it helps you appreciate how significant, how it impacts a movie when you see the live orchestra playing the music at the same time. It's amazing what the music adds to it. So that's really exciting, too. It's the world premiere. So we're very excited about that.
And for families, it's just such a unique opportunity because it covers so many areas of the arts. It, right in our backyard, as you're mentioning, going, you know, from the opera all the way across down to the, you know, the written word and the authors. What a cool opportunity. And just right here in our own backyard. And when you said tickets are affordable, can you give us kind of a range of what we would expect in that?
Well, there are actually tickets for the opera that start, that range from $9.99. So, you know, they're really limited. They really are passionate about, you know, bringing the arts to people and exposing new people to the arts. So, you know, obviously then some of these, the tickets can go up to much higher end price too, but they really are passionate about it and want as many people as possible to come see it and experience it.
I love it. Well, like you said,
I'm sorry, it's not recommended for kids under 12. I might add.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. And so overall, 10 days Festival of the Arts at the Meisner Park Amphitheater. And you can, as Amy said, go to their website, meisneramp.com. For those of you that are just tuning in, we are talking about also the programming that's available for you to watch with guests that have been interviewed on WeBocaTV.com and Good Morning Boca. So you will be able to tune in and you'll be able to hear more of the interviews about the Meisner Park Amphitheater. Earlier in our show, we had Deborah Tendrick, CEO of Eat Better and Live Better, and I'm just really happy to be able to bring this forward. Now, I do know that we are going to have other folks from the city come on and join us in talking about more of the events that are coming up in the Boca Raton Meisner Amphitheater, so I'm really excited about that, and I wanted to thank you for making your time to be here and share with us about, again, the Festival of the Arts and all of the things that are happening there at the Meisner Park Amphitheater, and that you'll come back as things are going on and that you'll bring that here to us at Successippi so that we can share it with more people around the city and around the world. We would really love that.
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.
Yeah, and very excited. You know, the city folks were very generous in providing information, providing press releases, and letting us know what's happening here. And for you in the audience, we have a lineup of amazing guests coming. guests that have been on Good Morning Boca and WeBocaTV.com. Follow us on Twitter at WeBocaTV. You can follow Deborah Tendrich, EBLB Inc., Eat Better, Live Better Inc. You can follow me on Twitter at SuccessAbees. And for the city, for the Meisner Park Amphitheater, go to MeisnerAmp.com. The time, my hate of the program, is the time that we run out of time. So, Amy, thank you again for being a guest and for all of you. Until we get together again, be successful, be safe, and look forward to you again on SuccessAbees. So goodbye for now. Thank you.